But Scott, before we talk to Dr. John Gonzalez, I wanted just to hear a little bit more about the passing of Larry Akin and kind of what he meant to this community.
Oh, my.
What
Boy, it's hard to describe briefly what Larry meant to not only Native communities across northern Minnesota and especially higher education, but what he meant to us in terms of making everybody understand Ojibwe and Anishinaabe culture more. Because Larry, going back 40 years, was a pioneer. Don't you think, Michael? I know he laid the foundation for Indian studies programs at UMD, at Itasca Community College, certainly Leech Lake Tribal College. He's a founder there, and at Bemidji State University. But he was also, you know, he'd talk to anybody about Native culture and help us all learn more.
I think that the thing about Larry is he really became a bridge, and a non-threatening bridge. I mean, you could bring him into the dominant culture, the white culture, and he was gracious. He would bring his pipe. He would have the eldest of the white community smoke that pipe, and it was he was a teacher, but he was gentle. I mean, he wasn't abrasive, and
good storyteller.
Yep, mm-hmm.
Funny, great sense of humor, and he's on KAXE over the years many times.
Yep.
Yeah, shared a lot of his knowledge and perspectives on Native culture and language. So language is so important to Larry, and it's kind of heartening. I know it's a long slog, but it's heartening to see all the Ojibwe language programs that are now in the schools, and the young Native people and even non-Native people can now have opportunities to learn a lot of their language.
He was 74 years old, and his life is being celebrated today at a traditional service and at the Onningham Community Center. And then on October 12th, I think place and time to be determined, there's going to be a feast
All right.
to honor him.
Larry Akin, great guy.